Nicaraguan soldiers, police, and Sandinista Party supporters came out bright and early to vote. But in most of the country, the streets and the usually bustling polling stations were empty. This was in response to a call to boycott an election in which all the competitive opposition candidates were imprisoned or disqualified from running. Foreign journalists were barred from entering the country to cover the voting. President Daniel Ortega and his wife, Rosario Murillo, the vice president, nevertheless hailed the election as fair, free, and democratic. Ortega then described opponents and their alleged foreign backers as terrorists.
Son demonios.
They are demons. Demons who do not want peace, who do not want tranquility for our country. They opt for violence, for war, for slander, for campaigns. For what? So that Nicaragua is once again plunged into violent confrontations.
Aula Lilia Lopez is one of the many who did not vote, still in mourning for her 21-year-old son, Gaitan, whom she says was murdered by Ortega security forces during an anti-government protest.
There's been no justice, because you know how we are with the Ortega Murillo regime. For them, these victims don't exist. There've been no murders or political prisoners.
While public protests have been outlawed in Nicaragua, in neighboring Costa Rica, thousands of Nicaraguan refugees marched to denounce what they insisted was a farce.
What Daniel Ortega has organized is a political circus. That's why we are dressed as clowns, to mock his circus. We continue crying out for justice for all those he has killed since taking power.
At least another 8 government critics were reportedly arrested in Nicaragua before the polls opened.
Many of the exiles say they were forced to flee their country here into Costa Rica as exiles so that they wouldn't end up like these people, who are among the more than 300 Nicaraguans who were killed by police or paramilitary groups during the 2018 uprising. Now, many Nicaraguans are asking the international community to step up to the plate.
The U.S. government is expected to announce stronger sanctions against the Ortega government shortly, while the EU says it's considering what action to take to put further pressure on the government. As for the election results, with all the competitive opposition candidates behind bars, the poll was never about who would get the most votes, but rather about Mr. and Mrs. Ortega's permanence in power. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, San Jose, Costa Rica.
Well, Tiziano Breda is a Central America analyst at the International Crisis Group, and he says one major concern about these elections is that they're happening in a police state.
But also, on the other side, you have these opposition movements which are in complete disarray and over the past few years have not managed to nurture what was the spirit of the 2018 mass protest movements and not prioritizing the demands of social and political change that these movements brought forward, which has also somehow disillusioned and deceived a lot of Nicaraguans. But this election would not be a test only for Ortega to see how many people will actually show up to vote for him, but also for the opposition movements to actually show if they still have a sway over the population. The country's socio-political crisis is actually unsustainable, and it has led to, has prompted a strong economic recession over the past few years, just partly recovering this year, but mostly thanks to a global trend in reboost of the economy and a lot of resources that have been funneled through Nicaragua. But 5 more years of a government that actually results from basically a one-sided poll will unlikely resolve, first of all, the lack of legitimacy that he has internally and internationally. He will definitely chase away foreign direct investment and will hardly get a hold of international loans. So the combination of this sort of continued or deepened isolation internationally and repression internally will definitely, first of all, prompt more and more Nicaraguans to leave the country, and not only to Costa Rica, which was a traditional destination country, but increasingly also to the U.S.